Welcome to Awake to Oneness Radio. I am Caroline Cheng, your host. The mission of Awake to Oneness Radio is to inspire the world to awaken to the universal truth of oneness. Science is now teaching us that all life is interconnected and interdependent. And ancient wisdom and spirituality has been teaching the truth of oneness for eons. So what you do to another person, you're literally doing to another aspect of yourself. And when mankind awakens to the universal truth of oneness, there will be peace on earth. Today's show topic is We Consciousness with Karen No. Karen, welcome to Awake to Oneness Radio.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you. You know what? I just realized I didn't put on my headset. It's okay.
Can you hear me?
It will take me 2 seconds to do that because I will hear you better. We had such a before we got started recording, we had such a wonderful conversation. I forgot to put on my headset, but
there you go.
Now I hear you better.
Good.
Okay. All right. So Karen, please share with our listeners. I first discover you because I work with Humanity's team. I am Steve Farrell's assistant.
Oh.
And Steve read your book and he was raving about your book. And I was like, okay, I got to invite her to my show. So that's how I first met you. And then I was sharing with you before we got rolling that I am also now a new affiliate leader for Helping Parents Heal. And I was speaking to Elizabeth, who is the co-founder of Helping Parents Heal. And she also was very familiar with you.
Okay. Small world.
Yes, small world. Mm-hmm. Yes, because it's small world because we're all one.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Could you please share with our listeners your journey and who you are?
Oh my goodness. So there's a lot to share, but I could go way back. How far back would you like me to?
I want you to go as far back as you want to go. I truly do.
Yes. Okay. Well, I am a psychic medium. And people ask me if I've always been able to connect with those who've passed. And the answer is I've always been psychic, but I have not always been a psychic medium. There's a difference.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. About 25 years ago, I was going through a difficult time in my life. And I sat at the edge of my bed and I yelled at God. And I said, am I going to be okay? And with that, I saw a light that came towards me from the other side of the room. And as it was coming towards me, I said, if you're not of God, please leave. But the more I said that, the more it kept coming towards me and eventually enveloped me. And at that time, I heard an audible voice that said, Lucia Lucina, Bella Lucia Lucina. And for those Italian listeners, they would know what it means. It means light, little light. I have since learned it was St. Francis of Assisi.
Hold it.
Who's been guiding me.
I need you to repeat that because the internet kind of froze when you were saying that and we couldn't hear what you said. So could you please repeat that?
Sure. So I don't know where it
start at the beginning of what it said because you were translating it.
So the light came towards me. I said, if you're not of God, please leave. But the more I said that, the more it kept coming towards me and it eventually enveloped me. And at that time I heard an audible voice that said, Lucia Lucina, Bella Lucia Lucina, which in Italian means light, little light, beautiful little light. And I have since learned that it was St. Francis of Assisi who's been guiding and me and protecting me ever since. And for those who've read my books, who follow me on Facebook, you'll see that St. Francis connection with all the messages about peace and the animals and oneness and all of that. Right after that experience, I started to feel those who've passed away as well as angels. And angels are different than those who've passed. And I didn't want to share the information with people. I didn't want them to think I was not in my right mind. But the more I did, the more the messages meant something very, very profound, very that only the loved one, the living loved one, would know, and the deceased. So the rest is history. I gave in and I started practicing healing in the back of a hair salon doing Reiki. That's energy healing. And as I was doing the Reiki, messages would come. And eventually I was booked a couple of years ahead of time.
Okay.
So that's how it all started.
Yes.
And then when we come to now, a few years ago when Dr. Wayne Dyer died.
Yes.
People call him the father of inspiration. He's written so many books. And
love him.
Wonderful speaker. Mm-hmm. When he passed, through synchronistic events, would you like me to talk about the synchronistic events?
Yes, please.
Okay. So I have a radio show as well. It's called the Angel Quest Show on the first Saturday of every month on HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Okay.
And a month before Wayne Dyer had passed, I had his daughter on my show, Serena Dyer, who wrote the book Don't Die With Your Music Still in You. It's a wonderful book, amazing book. So I had her contact information on me.
Yes.
So after he passed, I knew I had to do something for the family. I didn't know what.
Right.
So my first instinct was just to contact Serena. I had her contact information, and I wrote her an email. Mm-hmm. And I said, Serena, I'm so sorry to hear about the passing of your dad. Please know without a doubt that he truly is okay and would want you to be too.
Yes.
Ask him to come to you in a dream, to wake you up after the dream so that you remember it. Ask him to give you without a doubt signs so that you know without a doubt that he's with you. And then I said at the end of the email, if you'd like, I do have a book. It's called Your Life After Their Death. Mm-hmm. And it's a guide to healing after losing a loved one. It's helping you to how to receive the signs from your loved ones, how to raise your vibration so it's more on par with the energy of theirs, etc. And truly, I said this to her, and I'll say it to everyone that's listening. It's not what Karen Noe can do. All of us can do this, which is exciting.
Okay.
So with that said and done, I wrote that in the email. And very shortly afterwards, she emailed me back, and she said she would like a copy of the book. So I sent it to her.
Yes.
A few days later, I was scheduled to speak at an event for my publisher, Hay House. It's called I Can Do It Event. And I was going to be speaking about life after death.
Yes.
So they asked me if I wanted to come a day before to, they were going to pay tribute to Dr. Dyer. And I said, absolutely, I will be there. Yeah. So I went a day early, and they had a bus for the Hay House authors going from the hotel to the conference center.
Okay.
So you could follow so far.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So I'm sitting on the bus, and there's one seat available on the whole bus. It's next to me. So in walks Serena Dyer and sits down next to me. So I said to her, Serena, I'm so sorry about your dad. And my name's Karen Noe. And she said, oh, Karen, yes, I just received your book. Thank you so much. And so we were talking a little bit, and I asked her if she received any signs from him and to ask him to give her a sign and if she received any dreams or anything like that. And she said her sister, Sage, had a very profound dream of her dad in which she actually hugged her dad, and she felt, these were her words, his hairy arms.
Okay. Yes.
I said, oh my gosh, that's truly a definite visitation from your dad, without a doubt. And that's wonderful. And just continue to ask him for signs. He's going to give it to you. He was loud in life. He's going to be even louder now that he passed. Right? Yes. So you retain the same personality as you did when you were here.
Yes.
And that was it, basically, at that time. So we went to the event, and when the event was over, I didn't want to sit back on that bus because I felt insignificant. And it was my favorite Hay House authors, as well as the Dyer family, and I just was such a fan of Wayne Dyer's family. And I said, I am insignificant. I'm not sitting on the bus. I'm going to walk to the hotel, and I'm just moping, and I'm talking to myself. And as I'm on my way to the hotel, I'm saying, I'm so insignificant. And that's when I heard him for the first time.
Wow.
And he said, get out of your own way. Get out of your own way.
Yes.
And I said, Wayne? Is that you? I said, if that's you, you have to give me a without a doubt sign to let me know without a doubt that it's you. So I continued to walk and I said, how may I serve? Because he used to say, tell people to ask the universe to say, how may I serve? And the universe would work in ways to conspire to help you to serve.
Exactly.
So I'm saying, how may I serve? And he said, you're already serving. I said, okay, how may I serve more?
More, yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I finally got back to the hotel room, and as I was in the hotel room, there was a sticker that somehow had attached itself to the inside of my shirt. Okay. Now, the reason why I know it wasn't there before, because on the bottom of the sticker were in little letters, Disney, and I had not been to Disney before that.
Okay.
But on the sticker itself, it said W-E.
Okay.
I took it to mean at that time, Wayne, first letter.
Wait.
I thought it was Wayne, first letter, last letter of his first name.
Okay.
Because when I receive messages, oftentimes they give me their first name or first letter, last letter. So I'm like, oh my God, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. Little did I know it was so much more than W.E. Wayne.
Okay. We'll
talk about that in a minute. But then I heard him laughing, saying, is that good enough? I said, yeah, that's really good. Thank you very much. And I was just so excited that I had a true sign from Wayne.
Yes.
Long story short, then I eventually go home and Sage Dyer contacts me via Facebook. That's Serena's youngest sister, Wayne's youngest daughter.
Yes.
And she said she heard from Serena that I said that's a without a doubt, that's a definite dream that she had of her dad, hugging him and all of that. And so we were going back and forth, not texting, on Facebook, back and forth. And finally I felt him in the room with me. And I said, Sage, can I call you? Your dad is here. You know, can I call you? So she said, yeah. She gave me her phone number and I called her.
Yes.
And as I was on the phone with her, he started to give her messages, very personal messages.
Yes.
One of which I can share because she's sharing. He said, she's going to be doing what he was doing in a life, but only when she's 30 because she's not mature yet. And she said, yeah, he used to say that to me all the time.
Wow.
30. So the messages were going back and forth. And eventually I said, you know, he put in my head, I have a center in Ramsey, New Jersey. She's in Manhattan. It's only about 40 minutes from where she is. I am booked for 2 years ahead of time, but I'm sure people would be willing to move their appointments so that I could fit you in. Would you be willing? I said to her. And she said, absolutely. So we scheduled an appointment about a month and a half from there because nobody else wanted to change their appointments. I finally found somebody. And eventually she asked me if she could bring her mom, as well as Sky, her sister, and Serena, her other sister, to come to the appointment. They were going to fly in from Florida to come to see me. Now, I have been doing this for many years, and I know I'm doing this. I wouldn't be booked for 2 years ahead of time. However, here we go. Insecure me. I'm saying, Wayne, what did you get me into? You better come through. I started to yell at him.
Okay.
When I'm at my lowest, and I'm just, that's when it happens. So I said, okay, this was supposed to happen, synchronistic events, you know, you realize, you know how these things happen. So I said, let me go for a walk with my dog. I went for a walk with my dog and I'm yelling at him. When I say yelling, I'm just saying, you better come through.
Yeah, I get you.
And as I'm saying that, he started to talk to me and he was so excited to talk about the afterlife.
Wow.
And so excited to talk about the we consciousness, the W-E that was on the sticker.
Yes.
That's what he was trying to tell me, which I didn't get right away.
That's okay. Yes.
So as I was going for walks each day, I would bring my cell phone with me and I would speak, you know, he would come to me, give me messages, and I would talk into the tape recorder to tape what we were saying so I couldn't forget. Okay, so finally, you know, each day he would tell me more stuff, sometimes crazy things, like, you know, about people with long hair, you're more psychic. And I said, what? You know, I thought I was going crazy, the messages that he was giving me. The
right.
Hair gives you, anyway, psychic abilities.
Anyway, okay, I like long hair.
That was one of them I didn't know. But then the time comes for our appointment with the Dyers. I'm feeling good in the morning. I'm driving to my center to work. And as I'm driving to work, a car cuts me off. And on the license plate, it said Dyer 1 on it. D-Y-E-R-1. So I said, oh my goodness. I'm trying to get my cell phone. I'm trying to take a picture. And it's very difficult when you're driving to take a picture. I got a very blurry because I wanted to show the Dyers. Like, look what just happened. It was so neat.
Right.
So anyway, I got to the center. They came. And here I am. I'm telling you my personality. You could probably see I'm down on myself, you know, all of that. I'm not loud and everything. And they're coming. They came in. And all of a sudden, Wayne took over me. It was like, I was so loud and forceful, like he was, right?
Yes.
Now, the poor, they just came, they drove to my center, and they went right into the bathroom. They had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, it's a long drive.
Wayne is telling him to hurry up, right? So I'm like, I'm not telling him. He said, tell him to hurry up. I said, oh, my gosh. I said, I'm really sorry, but your dad is saying, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. And they go, that's him. That's him.
Oh, God.
They're sitting in my waiting room. I have all the chairs there so they could all sit there. And he proceeded to speak. First of all, he wanted to tell them about the afterlife. He wanted to tell them about the weak consciousness. But he said, do you want to hear about the afterlife and the weak consciousness, or would you rather have personal messages? Of course, they said personal messages. Okay. I would, right?
Right.
So I felt him going, oh. But he gave each of them very profound messages that only they would know. Yeah. He spoke to them all differently the way he did in life. He spoke to Serena forcefully. He spoke to Sky softly, and each one in a different way. Yes. And because they were very personal messages, I'm not at liberty to tell them all. However, they did share in the back of the book what they wanted to share, what came through that day. And after the next 2 years, I was on the phone with them at least 3 or 4 times a week because he has 8 children. Yes. I was on the phone with one of them at least 3 or 4 times a week as well as his wife.
Wow.
But at that first meeting, I can share what Serena did share. And I know she put it on Facebook. So this was a good thing. She was sitting down and he said that she was pregnant. But she had a flat belly and she just had her daughter, Sailor. So she said, no. She said, my dad is saying everything that we resonate with, but that's not true. I'm not pregnant. I said, I don't know. He's saying fireworks, fireworks. And she's saying, okay. Anyway, she went home to take a pregnancy test, and she was indeed in the family way, due on the 4th of July.
My goodness.
Yeah. So these are messages that you can't
doubt. The evidence. You have to call yourself an evidential medium.
I've
had several evidential mediums, and you are definitely, gotta put the word in front of medium, evidential.
Right.
Yes.
So, I mean, I can share a couple of other very profound. I mean, he would tell me, and I would be making dinner, and he'd say, call this one now, 6 o'clock in the morning, call this one. I'm like, oh my. One day, he says, 6 a.m., 6 a.m., call Tracy now. That's his oldest daughter.
Okay.
Call her now. Call her now. I said, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. Call her now. I said,
Okay.
So I texted her and I said, Tracy, your dad is here. May I call you?
Yes.
And she immediately responded, yes, exclamation, exclamation.
Good.
So I called her. And before she talked, he said, say this before she says anything. And what he said was, he said to her, yes, I can hear you, but you cannot hear me.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean something? She starts to cry. She said she just had a dream of her dad. And in the dream, she was screaming at her dad, can't you hear me? Can't you hear me?
Wow.
And he said,
oh,
yes,
my God. That is so amazing.
And I'll share one more. I mean, I could go on and on.
Yes, please share one more.
On and on.
Yeah.
The one day, Sans is his son. Okay, Sans. And I didn't meet him. He didn't come to my center, but we connected via the computer, email, and everything.
Yes.
So one day I'm trying to remember this, how it happened. I went to the bank and had my computer on.
Yes.
When I came back was an email from Sans from a year earlier, that just appeared on my screen.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. I said, okay, Wayne, you want me to contact Sands, don't you? All right.
Okay.
So I text Sands, what's going on? Your email from a year ago just appeared on my screen for no reason. And he said, wow. I said, what? He said, he was sitting on the plane. He was moving from Florida to Maui at that moment. He was on the plane saying, Dad, am I making the right move? Give me a sign. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. So
that is so amazing.
So
Yes.
I mean, I could go on and on. But this is the key, and this is what I want to tell everyone, the listeners. It's not about Karen Noe. I was plugged into the vibrational frequency of Wayne.
Yes.
All we need to do is set the intention of connecting with our loved ones, with Wayne Dyer, with whoever you want to connect with.
Yes.
And it's a done deal.
Yes.
But we have to raise our vibration so that it's more on par with their energy, right?
Yes.
So if we're angry or we're in a foul mood, they're only love and peace. We are only love and peace. But right. We can feel that connection when we're in a different place, when we're ranting and raving, when we're plugging into what's going wrong on in the world and all of that. So in order to connect with our loved ones, to Wayne, to anyone, we all can do it. I'm repeating myself. We all can do it.
Yes, I agree.
Right?
Yes.
We have to set the intention. Ask them to give us a without a doubt sign. You hear, I keep talking about, give me a without a doubt sign. Let me know you're with me. And then wait and be patient.
Yes.
And it will happen when you least expect it.
Yes. Okay? Wow.
Because they will. Have you ever had any signs?
Oh, my God. I've got to share it with you in 2 seconds. You know what? This is weird because this has never happened. I teach piano lessons, and a piano student just drove up an hour early, but don't go anywhere. You keep sharing. Share another story from the Dyers, because give me 5 seconds to tell them I can't teach piano lessons this second because they're early. They're an hour early. So.
Oh, my goodness. Go ahead.
No, but I want you to share a story with the listeners.
Okay.
Okay.
I will share a story with the listeners.
Okay. I'll be right back.
I'll see you in a few. So what I wanted to tell everybody is you truly are able to connect with your loved ones, as well as Wayne Dyer, whoever you want to contact. Now, they will retain the same personality as they had when they were physically here. So if somebody was loud when they were here in a physical body, they're going to be loud, like Dr. Dyer was. If they were quiet, it's going to be a little bit harder to connect with their energy. If they were funny, we'll still be so funny and so forth, if that makes sense. So it's important to ask for the signs, look for the personality that they were when they're here on the physical plane, and then be patient and wait. And the messages will come when you least expect it. And she's back. Hi.
I am so sorry. I have recorded 115 shows, and this is the first time. And he knows he's an hour early.
You know what? I have found in my interviews about the weak consciousness, these things have been happening. It's almost like Wayne is making us laugh or something. I don't know.
It's funny. But you know what? It's almost like, honestly, I see spirits all around you. Kind of like, how can I say it? You know how when you take a picture and you have all those orbs? It's like I see, I in pictures, like when I take pictures, especially at the lake, my place where I meditate, see orbs all around me, but in the pictures, in the photos. But this is like almost the first time I've seen them on video where I see them. They're like just all around you. Oh, my God. Wayne is so – I love Wayne Dyer, and I wanted him. Matter of fact, I'm trying to think, did I send him an invitation before he transitioned? Because I – I started – it was summer of – was it late summer or early fall of 2015 when he transitioned?
Yes. It was August. It was August.
August. Okay. Yeah. August. Yes. Because I remember that day so well. And I had launched my show March of 2015. But I definitely wanted him. And I keep saying, one of my guests was Dr. Gary Schwartz, who is developing the Soul Phone. So we can all communicate with our loved ones by phone. So I said, well, when we have the soul phone, I want to do a show. Way on the other side. But, oh, I just absolutely love his work. I love, you know, this is so amazing.
Yes.
You connected with him.
But I wanted, and I was telling the listeners when you left, we all could do this. Yes. So, and it's not just, he's not just coming to Karen Noe. So that's important. He's coming to whoever. He'll come to you if you set the intention, I'd like to hear from you. Now, this is the key. Most people expect to hear an audible voice or to see an apparition of their loved ones, whereas they may be able to do that. But for the most part, they speak to us telepathically as thoughts that just pop in our head for no reason.
Yes.
Something that wasn't in our... How do you tell the difference between your thoughts and theirs? Is you will notice your thoughts will have an originating thought. Like, in other words, you'll see something that reminded you of your loved one that triggered another thought, etc. When your loved one comes to you, they'll literally pop into your head for no reason. When my mom passed, she was quiet. So it was hard to hear her. But when she came, it would be something subtle in my thoughts. Hi, sweetheart. I don't call myself sweetheart.
Right.
Well, you see the difference.
Yes, 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 yes.
So let me go on to tell you how he joined forces with the We Guides, if I may. Because that is very significant.
Yes.
So he does come singularly, that's a tongue twister, to his family and friends. And he can still come to us that way. But the New Year's Eve, right after that first year of me connecting with him and his family, I wanted to stay up for midnight, to stay up at about 8 p.m. I was tired. I said, I'm taking a nap. So I went to lie down to rest. And as I'm lying in that altered state, I wasn't quite asleep, but in that altered state of consciousness, I felt him. And he said, now's the time. He spoke to me this time, not to his family, but to me. Yes. Now's the time to do what you came on earth to do. And I immediately knew what that was, is to promote peace on earth and to promote unity and all of that. And I said, oh my gosh, yes, I know exactly what that is. And as I'm telling, I said, so I'm going to be channeling this whole book? And he said, yes and no. I said, what do you mean? What do you mean? Okay, so he said he was going to be joining forces with a group conscious called the We Guides.
Okay.
Which includes St. Francis of Assisi, as well as him and ascended masters and angels. And it would be hard to differentiate one from the others when they were coming through as a group consciousness.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Whereas he still would be able to come through separately, he would be coming through also to join forces to give me 33 truths of the We consciousness, which is what we were talking about. And they said 33 symbolizes divine guidance and the spiritual uplifting of all of creation. Because I said, why 33?
Yeah.
Now he said that I had been channeling the We Guides my whole life without him. Of course, he wasn't part of it, but I didn't know it.
Okay.
I didn't know it. So I've been, and I knew right away, all these things that after they started coming to me, I said, I know. But now here it is, you know, in form. And then he said, I should, surely people want to hear from you directly though. Surely you'll give me something. And he said, okay, I'll give you a chapter. You could ask me questions and I'll answer them. So I asked him about the afterlife, you know, for the weak consciousness and all of this, you know, and some questions, and he answered them.
Yes. Yes. Awesome.
So that's the story.
Wow.
It's a lot, I know, but.
Wow. Now, I know that your book is Weak Consciousness and it has the 33 truths. Can you just give us a few of them?
Sure. I'm ready for you.
Okay, great. Awesome.
The most important concept is concept one, because it pretty much tells you about what the whole thing is. And it says, the most important truth is that we are all one. Our oneness encompasses everything and everyone, including God, the angels, ascended masters, enlightened beings from other areas in the universe, deceased loved ones, animals, and nature. Now, this is the key. We don't understand that because we're in a physical body. Because you think you're over there, I'm over here. But in reality, when we shed this skin, when we leave this physical body, when we make our transition, we feel that oneness in an instant. Okay? And that's why whatever one does to oneself or another, how it affects the whole.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, I have to honestly share with you that I was awakened to the truth. That's why I call the show Awakening, because we are all divine light. And we chose to not remember. We chose to be in this body. We chose to forget who we are.
Yes.
But I awoken to the truth of oneness through quantum physics, a quantum physics documentary called What the Bleep.
Yes, I love that one.
Yes. And right. Something woke up inside of me, and mm-hmm. I understood the truth of oneness from that spiritual level that you were just speaking of, that I am connected to everything. Everything is God. All there is God. There's nothing outside of God.
Which means we are God. It's hard to say it because people say,
I understand. No,
but
I
God think, is within us. Absolutely.
We are all God. We yes. are all aspects. If you understand holographic,
right.
because mm-hmm. my favorite quote of Rumi's is, you are not a drop in the ocean. You are the ocean in a drop. So we are God. In
yes.
a drop. And I have no problem saying it because I know that it's true. But I understand what society, like, who you think you're God? Like,
yes,
I'm God,
because
so are you. You know?
See, the yes. thing is, they think that God is up in the sky and
right.
not.
Separate,
but it's any,
separate
every,
from us.
Yes. Every one of the great teachers told us
yes.
that this and more you can do.
Yes.
That we could create amazing miracles in our lives and in the lives around us.
Yes.
We just remember who we are. And once we leave the physical body, we do remember who we are.
Yes. Yes. This is so true. This
right? So true. That is key. And yes. that's one of the concepts is the true, number three, is the true essence of who you are is God. To say it in a different way, God is within every one of us with no exceptions.
Exactly. No exceptions. And that's in the Bible. It is in the Bible. God is in all things.
Yes.
And I had to remind, I get into the interesting, not debates, but interesting conversations with fundamental Christians. And this was at a sports bar. My favorite team is the Eagles, and they won the Super Bowl this year, this year. I met a gentleman at a sports lounge. It wasn't a bar, a sports lounge. And we got just to conversating, and he was very fundamental in
right.
his belief. And mm-hmm. I said to him, I give everybody my business card with my podcast, Awake to Oneness. So he's like, what is this Awake to Oneness? Mm-hmm. And then I said, in the Bible, it says, God is in all things. And he didn't believe me, but he went home and looked it up and yeah. found it. He still didn't get on board with the oneness, but he did find it's in the Bible. God is in all things.
Absolutely.
I didn't make
and
that up.
We have to remember who we are.
Yes.
And we can do all the amazing miracles that all the great masters talked about and did
yes.
themselves.
Yes.
The only difference between a miracle worker and one who is not, is that the miracle worker remembers who they are and reclaims the power within them. That's it.
And we can all do that.
Yes. Every one of us. Every one of us. And how great is that? So how do we do that? You know, most people say, okay, how do we do that? You know, with all that's going on in the world, the most important thing to do is to plug into what we want instead of what we don't want. Don't talk about and focus about all the bad things that are going on in the world. There are many wonderful, beautiful things happening in the world. There are blessings, right? There really are wonderful people helping other people and all of that. And focus. We're vibrational beings.
Yes.
That attract like unto ourselves. So whatever we're thinking and feeling, more important than what we're thinking is what we're feeling. We're creating more of that. So I don't know about you, but I don't want to create more negativity in this world. Right. If we're part of the whole and I'm focusing on what's wrong in this world, I'm contributing to all of it. I don't want any part of it. It's not always easy. I have to tell you, sometimes it's, you know, it's pretty difficult. I'll admit, but I choose to focus what I want to for the most part, instead of what I don't, and focus on the love around me.
Well, I'll share with you.
Right?
I'll share with you
two weeks
after 9/11. In September of 2001, there was nothing on but news. Now, I never was a big news watcher, but mm-hmm. after 9/11, there was nothing on television but news, and I had it on. I hear loud as day, not audibly, within me, I heard Spirit say, turn off that news and don't ever turn it back on. Now, this is September 2001.
Yes.
And at that time, I wasn't awakened to the truth of oneness yet. I had no clue. I knew what Spirit was telling me. And I'm like, I don't know why you're telling me this, but click. Off went the news. Has not been on since. I got rid of commercial television after my mom transitioned in 2011. I had to have it for her. If I didn't have television when she was here, I took care of her the last 4 years of her life. She would have shot me. But as soon as she transitioned, I got rid of commercial television. Yeah. And I have not watched news since. Spirit directed me that day. And it wasn't years later I understood why exactly. What
we focus on everything that's wrong in the world. You know, there's so many wonderful, blessed things that are happening in this world.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So that's why it's important for all the listeners to please on Facebook and instant media, you know, Instagram and all of that social media, to post all the wonderful things, the peace and love. And if you want to change something, say something's going on in the world,
mm-hmm.
make it a twist on what you want instead of what you don't want. Don't focus on what's wrong. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
For those who follow me on Facebook, you'll see all the cute, the animals running around, the puppies, the children laughing, the blessings, and all the powerful quotes by the great masters. You won't see me focused on what's wrong. And some people say, well, surely, you know, how could you look past this? And I say, I look past this because I see we could create a peaceful earth. Don't you want to create that instead of what is? We want to focus on solutions instead of the problems.
And in truth, yeah. I understand everything that's happening still because I'm grounded in the oneness. There's nothing outside of God. So even the things we're calling negative,
yes,
that if you look at the yin yang symbol, the black and the white are equal.
Exactly.
It's all God. So yeah. The things that we do not prefer that are happening, it's still a part of God. It is all vibrational. So
right.
It is a lower vibration or a higher vibration. And what do you want to resonate at? I want to resonate at a higher vibration. So I focus on only the positive and the things I want to see because I know that I'm a creator. I'm creating this reality with my thoughts and collectively we're all creating it with our thoughts. So we keep our thoughts high so we create a better reality, you know, by staying higher. But and there's no judgment about what's going, what we quote unquote are calling bad and horrible. No judgment. It is. And that isness is a part of God. It's right. Not separate from God. So, yeah.
Most people would say, I don't understand, but
I know. You're
with Humanities Team, and it's a wonderful
yes, organization.
There's so many wonderful things.
Yes. How I got aligned with you is through my show. I had Steve on as a guest. One of my first guests back in 2000, it was April of 2015.
Okay.
He was one of my first guests on my show. So that's
wonderful.
How Steve, yes, so yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
And it's a funny thing how he found out about me. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't. Tell me, share.
It's the craziest thing, but then again, it's not crazy. But so I said, okay, Wayne, I'm out of it. You know, it's not about the book. It's about spreading peace on earth. That's what it's about. I said, you want to help me with this? I would love it. I said to Wayne, I said, but you know, yeah, just allow it to happen. So next thing you know, one of my followers emails me and says, do you know Neil Donald Walsh and Steve Farrell are talking about your book, The We Consciousness? I said, really?
Wow.
I said, oh, that's awesome. I was very excited because I love, you know, I love Neil Donald Walsh.
Awesome.
At the time, I didn't know Steve Farrell, and he is amazing. Now I know him and all he does. And I have to have him on my show as well.
Yes.
Give me a good idea.
Yes.
I tried to find out the information on Steve, and I finally found a way to connect. I don't even remember how I did that. Maybe Facebook or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so contacted me and we chatted via Zoom. And he said he'd like to have me on the show. But I said, where did you find out about me? How did you? He said, this is another Wayne story. You ready for this one?
Yes.
So Wayne did this. I know it. He Steve was in Maui. And Steve wanted to know where Wayne was buried. He didn't know.
Okay.
So he was trying to Google online. And all that, by the way, Wayne, his ashes were spread in the water. I said, I could have told you that. But
Okay.
But he was Googling, trying to find out. And all that kept popping up was Karen Noe connects with, Karen Noe, my name. It kept popping up. So he said, I have to look into this. And he got the book and everything. And that's how it, I mean, it just.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he raved about your book. Yeah. Well, we have weekly meetings and he raved about your book. And then that's when, like I said, I was taking, taking notes on his assistant and he was talking about your book. I was like, okay. Well, tell me that again. And as soon as that same day, I sent you an invite to be a guest on my show.
We're very much on the same page with Unity. And he was so sweet. He actually allowed me to post messages on the Facebook page, because I always post positive things and I post there as well. So he's been so kind and had me on. He's going to have me on again for the Oneness Summit, is it?
It's actually Global Oneness Day. And that's Global Oneness Day, which this is going to be the ninth annual Global Oneness Day, because the first one was in 2010. And that's how I discovered, that's how I first heard of Humanities Team. I was familiar with Neil Donald Walsh, because I've had Neil Donald Walsh's book one, Conversations with God, book one and book two on my shelf since they were published. Right. And then I got Conversation with God, book three, and now I have book four. But and Neil has, that is so cute. I have to tell you how Neil's has been a guest on my show. And Neil actually asked me if he could be a guest, because I told him we were preparing for a recording. And I said to Neil, well, Steve, how I got to meet Steve was he was a guest on my show. So Neil says to me, well, why haven't I been a guest?
That is so awesome.
Neil, I want you on my show. It was just too cute.
That was amazing.
Yeah. That was too cute.
But you see how the universe works in ways to conspire to make things happen. That's exactly what I was talking about.
Yes, exactly.
And you and I, too, were supposed to connect as well.
Oh, yeah. And you're so close. You're in Jersey. Not far from me at all.
I know.
And I go to, especially this time of year, because I live in the Poconos where we get a lot of snow. But this time of year, I go to Jersey more often. So I definitely, and you're in what, Ramsey?
Well, now I'm moving next week to Waldwick. Do you know where Waldwick is? It's right near Ramsey. Anyway, if you're around the area, I teach classes. I would just love to give you a hug.
Definitely. Oh, my goodness.
I know everybody's listening to us. Hello. But this is a personal message.
That's okay. My regular listeners know this is how my show is. It's just a one-on-one conversation, and the world gets to listen in on our conversation.
So, but I would love to give you a hug, and
God, I want to hug you and just thank you so much. Oh, yes, this is so, yes, it's the, like you said, the synchronicity of it all. So, Sheriff, I love the fact that oneness is number one of the 33 truths, because... Yes. I love that. Share more of the 33 truths with us.
Okay. Well, number five, God is only love and peace. You must be love and peace to fully feel your connection with him.
Yes. So true. Yes.
Number seven, this is one that I used to, when during my classes, I tread lightly with this one because in the past, but not anymore.
Okay.
I am a vegan, and I'm not telling everybody to be a vegan because I know it's not easy. I'm sure
I raised my hand. I am 98% vegan. I'm 98% low carb vegan, and that's for weight. And actually, I'm a really good cook, and I can make some real, I got to cook for you. I can make some really good low carb vegan dishes.
Oh my God. I would love those recipes. And
Yes, of course. But I say I'm 98% vegan because on holidays, I want to live a little. So I can't see. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. I cannot see not eating some turkey on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, and I became a vegan, a 98% vegan, back July of last year. So, yes.
Yeah. See, what happens is, well, the concept is all animals are part of the we consciousness. To treat them with disrespect is to disrespect yourself because they're one with you.
Yes.
Now, what happened was that when I started receiving messages after that, that message from St. Francis, what I was talking about before, right after that, I started receiving messages from the angels and deceased loved ones.
Yes.
Right after that point, I just couldn't eat meat anymore because I actually felt the pain.
Okay,
I felt
of the animal.
Yes. And I assure you, if everybody could feel that, that mm-hmm. you know, they wouldn't eat meat again.
Right.
But in the past, because I'm able also to see through each person's eyes, because I'm an empath and all that, I know not everybody resonates with that message and not everybody wants to be a vegan. But right. what I can say, which is extremely important, if you can do maybe one meal a week, you'll save one animal's life a week, yes. and you may go on to two meals a week. And that includes dairy as well, because the dairy industry is just as bad. And, you know, I'm not here to talk about that.
Right.
But
right.
as much as say, after you go vegan, you will be so much healthier. At one point, I was just vegetarian.
Yeah.
I was just vegetarian in the beginning. And then I went vegan, and my cholesterol went down with no medication, 70 points in 1 month and 100 points within, I think it was 3 months. It went down, no medication, because my cholesterol was high just with dairy. Little yes. did I know that dairy is just as bad as eating meat because of the dairy industry. Mm-hmm. But I want to keep this positive. If right. you can eat one meal a week without, and there's a wonderful saying by Edgar's Mission, that's an animal sanctuary. I think it's based in Australia.
Okay.
They say if you can live happy and healthy lives without harming any being,
yes.
what wouldn't we?
Yes. Yes. Now, I love it because I love to cook, and I've always been a good cook. So I just took that good cooking skills and transferred it to low. And the thing for me to keep, because I have gone up and down with my weight my entire life, and I'm now at the size I want to be, and I've been this size now consistently for over a year, and low carb was important to me because one of the things is becoming vegetarian or vegan, I was concerned about the carbs.
Yes.
But I have learned cauliflower is your friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
I make mashed cauliflower, rice cauliflower. I'm going to make some, I just found a recipe for cauliflower bagels. Yes. Yeah, you can do pizza crust with cauliflower. You can do any. Cauliflower is now my quote unquote star.
That's amazing.
Yes.
You can send me some of those recipes.
I will. And I'm telling you, you could do. So I don't do bread much. So I kind of eliminate grains, but occasionally I'll have some organic whole grain bread on the weekend, only on the weekend. But okay. that's how, for me, I know I have to keep it low carb. And yes. now I'm low carb vegan. Like I said, 98% of the time, come a holiday or a special occasion, I'll have chicken or turkey. Red meat, I've kind of stopped doing red meat like 20 years ago. But on a holiday, I will allow myself to indulge. But also, what I have to say about the one thing I know, going back to the oneness, yeah. all things have life. Because it was, yeah. I don't know if you're familiar with Bashar, who is ET, that Daryl Anka channels, Bashar.
Okay.
The question was asked to Bashar about, you know, being vegan, vegetarian. He's like, well, the plant life is saying, why are you eating me? Why don't you eat that animal over there? He was making a joke of it right. because there's life in everything.
Everything.
Not just animal life, there's plant yes. life.
But so this is what I would like to share about yeah. that because yeah. people often come back with that. And I'm, of course, if I could live happy and healthy life without harming any living thing, I would. However, I am, as you know, I am a psychic medium. And when loved ones come through, all pets and loved ones, the pets come through and the cows come through. I've never had a plant
come that, through.
You know what I mean? With a consciousness. Any being with eyes and a consciousness and a parent, you know. What I feel is if we could.
But I do. I love that.
You know, I mean, I don't know.
I love the joke that Bashar made about that. The plant is saying, well, why are you eating me? Why don't you eat that animal?
I would tell them is that. And also, there are apples to be picked, but you're not killing the apple tree.
Right.
But you're not chopping it down. You're taking the apple tree, the apple off the tree or off the vine.
Right. Yeah, for me, I try to keep everything on that equal neutral thing in the sense that it is all one.
It's all one. Absolutely. Yeah. And what we do to oneself or another affects the whole.
But have you ever heard of breatharians? There are breatharians.
I don't understand.
I don't understand it either, but they live on air alone. Yeah. Because basically, why we eat is for energy. And energy is in everything. Yeah. And there's an article that I read a while back on a breatharian breatharian couple. And this lady, even during her pregnancy, she only thinks she would sip water every now and then. They didn't even believe in drinking water. They sipped water every now and then. But which to me boggles the human mind.
Me too.
It boggles the mind. But we get the energy from the air. It's taking those really deep breaths, you get energy from it. And that's where they get their substance from the air. Amazing. So they don't harm animals or plants. And as we raise our vibration and we shift from third dimension to fourth dimension to fifth dimension, I think it's the fifth dimension where they don't eat at all. It is just, they're just, so as we raise our, as humanity raises its vibration, we won't need to eat plant food or animal food.
Now, many of the listeners are saying, I'm not going for this. You know, I know. But I had to say that that's part of the we consciousness, animals and nature.
Yes.
And nature. So what we do to our beautiful planet affects the whole. And we can't leave it to other people. So we have to do our part in helping our planet.
This is so true. Right? Yes, this is so true. Because our part, see, we think of our part as just a little bit, but remember the quote, remember Rumi's quote. Yeah. You're not a drop in the ocean. You are the ocean in the drop. So what one person does affects the whole.
Absolutely. Yes. So each one of us can make a positive business.
Yes.
And we just have to realize it to be so. And it is.
Yes. This is so true. Yes. Oh, my goodness. So give us one more, at least one more.
Okay. I'm trying another quote, or do you want to hear maybe?
Another quote or another one of the, you said there's 33 truths.
Okay. I am going to look. I should have been prepared here.
That's okay.
Forgive and ask forgiveness is number 18. When you forgive others, you forgive yourself.
Yes.
So oftentimes, and Wayne Dyer used this quote a lot, it's not the snake bite that kills us. It's the venom that's left behind. So when we forgive someone, we heal ourselves as well as the other person. But many people will say, I can't, they did this to me. I said, then do it to yourself. Forgive for you, right?
Yes.
It really will be very beneficial to you because you'll raise your vibration. Your vibration is all the way down if you're holding on to this.
Yes.
Hurting.
So true. And again, you know, I'm going to bring it back to the oneness. It's something you have to awaken to. When you awaken to the truth of oneness, you know the other person is not separate from you.
Yes.
So what that person did to you, you did to yourself.
Yes.
You're only when you've
got it.
You're only forgiving yourself.
Right. Because, and most people will say, "What?" But that's exactly right.
Yes. The outer world is just a mirror. That's all it is. It's just everybody you meet, everybody you come in contact is a reflection of you. It really is.
You really got it. Because you're a vibrational being. That's attracting like unto yourself. So whatever you're thinking and feeling, you're creating. Now, how wonderful is that, knowing that? And then we'll realize we're not victims anymore.
Exactly.
So if we created this, we could uncreate it as well.
Exactly.
If we create a disharmony in our lives, we could create, patch that up because we created that. Right?
Yes, we own your experience, own your life experience. This is your movie of your own creation. You are the writer, the producer, the actor, everything. That is your movie. It's your play. Even Shakespeare said the whole world is a stage. It is your stage. And you have the power. When you own it, when you own your own experience, you know, okay, I created this. I can change it.
Now, most people, because I know what people, how they respond when I say these things. So I know what most people are thinking now. And they're saying, I would never have created this. Of course not. I'm not saying you created it on purpose. You created it by default.
Yes.
So exactly. A lot of times when we, right, yes. When we really resist something, I don't want this. I don't want this. I don't want this. You're putting energy in what you don't want. When you're saying, I don't, you know what I mean? So you have to focus on what you want instead of what you don't want. Abraham talks about that, Esther Hill. Often, don't say, I don't want, don't focus on what you don't want. Focus on the solutions, focus on peace. That's what we were talking about before. Yeah. So when you say, I don't want this, I don't, you're actually bringing that into your vibration.
Exactly.
So change, shift your focus on what you want instead. I want peace. I want love. I want harmony.
Yes. Even Mother Teresa said she will never go to a war protest, but she will go to a peace rally. The entire focus. Don't focus on war. Focus on peace.
Peace.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
There's a big difference.
Yes.
And it's so much more powerful. When you turn on the light, the darkness goes away.
Exactly.
It's as simple as that.
Yes, so true. Oh my goodness, so amazing. But now you wanted to share a quote from the book. Share that.
If I may, you know, something from Wayne Dyer, maybe.
Do me a favor, because I don't have one of your books. I want you to show the cover.
Oh.
Put it, yeah, hold it up.
Can you see it?
A little higher. No, too high. Down a little bit, right there. That's good. Okay.
Okay, that's called We Consciousness.
Yes.
Okay. Now I don't know which quote I could say. Yeah, how about this one?
Okay.
I asked him, when you were in the physical body, oh my gosh, my ears are ringing like crazy. He wants me to share this one. Yikes. Whoa.
Thank you, Wayne.
You often use the words I am to define who one is and what one is capable of achieving as a holy expression for the name of God and the highest aspect of oneself. Yet, on my daily walks, you told me it's not I am, it's we are.
We are, okay.
Can you explain what that meant? And then he explained. Okay. Now, when I channeled the messages, they come as downloaded information, as I don't hear word for word for word. It comes as when I give readings, I have to interpret what he's saying. It's like telephone, okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is what he said. I now see that I am implies that you are not.
Mm.
It isolates you from the whole.
Mm-hmm.
When you instead say we are, you affirm from a perspective of being a co-creator with the God within all of us.
Okay.
Instead of saying I am, say we are. Saying we are, just add whatever it is you wish to attain. We are peace. We are divine. We are love.
Yes.
We are abundant. We are perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are in perfect health and so forth. Then watch miracles begin to unfold in your life and in the lives of others. Awesome. But it's that same premise about we. It's not I.
Yes.
We're one.
Yes, we're all one.
So by saying I am, it's just saying that you're not. And I understand what he was saying about that.
I do too. Very true. From my awakened perspective, when I say I mean the we. So
yes.
if you know that it's just one, if
yes.
you're coming from that,
yep.
knowing I and we are one,
yeah.
then I think it's I think it's okay to say I.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. When you're coming from that point, that perspective. Yes. But if you're coming from I, not
by yourself, just me. Yes.
I am God, I am not the, you. Yeah.
Yes, the difference. Yeah, but when you're coming difference. With that knowledge and understanding, of course, it is the same thing.
Yes. So true. Yeah. Oh, I just love Wayne. I just love you so much. Oh, and we are going to see each other soon.
Absolutely.
I definitely.
We'll make it happen.
We're going to make it happen. Definitely. Yeah. Now, please share with our listeners. This is, oh my God, you're just sharing so much good stuff here. They have everybody. I have to get a copy of your book. Matter of fact, I'm going to get a copy and get you to autograph it for me. But share with our listeners, again, share about where they, if they're in the area of New Jersey, where they can find you, your website, where they can get the book, all that good stuff.
Okay, I am moving to Waldwick, New Jersey, and I do teach classes, and I was going to say I practice alternative healing, and I do readings. However, I'm not taking new clients because I'm booked for 2 years ahead of time, but they can come to classes, and they can find my books on my website on barnesandnoble.com, go on Barnes & Noble or Amazon. Amazon is the best place. You'll get it tomorrow. My website is karennoe.com. That's karennoe.com. Okay. I'm also traveling with the Dyer, two of his daughters, Serena and Sage. We're going to be in Omega to speak about the We Consciousness in October. Okay. And in Virginia Beach at the ARE, the Association of Research and Enlightenment, the Edgar Cayce Center.
Okay.
That's in September. So if you, I'd love to see all of your cute faces there.
I went one time to the Edgar Cayce Center. So you're going to be there in, when will you
September.
Be?
September. Now, if you look on my website, you could see the dates.
Okay, awesome. Because I'm going to be in Arizona in mid-September for the Afterlife Symposium.
Oh.
The Afterlife Research Symposium is going to be in Phoenix in mid-September.
Oh.
So that's where I'm going to be moderating. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I would love to be a part of that at some point because
we'll exchange information.
Yes.
Yeah. I was asked by one of my guests, Suzanne Wilson, who's also an evidential medium and psychic. Yes. Invited me to be a moderator at the Afterlife Research Symposium.
Beautiful.
I'm so excited. So yes, if they're not on the same weekend, I would love, because I can drive to Virginia Beach. Last time I went, I drove.
You're from Pennsylvania. I'm not sure how many hours, maybe 10, 8?
Not even that, about 8 at the most.
Yeah.
At the most, 8. It wasn't that far.
Oh, it's a beautiful place, isn't it?
Yes, I love it there. Yes. So we're going to exchange information on that.
Great. Absolutely. Good.
Awesome. And we're going to meet in person.
Yes,
because you live close. I have so many. I have so many guests that are from all over the world, Australia.
Very close.
Yes, this has been such a wonderful show. It's been so amazing meeting you, and I feel like from meeting you, I feel like I met Wayne.
He's a different personality than I am, but I guess he's part. The funny thing, when I asked him, like, why did you choose me? He said, why did you choose me? It was, we all can choose him too.
Yes, this is true. It's a soul agreement, and it's a co-creation. You guys, actually, before you even came into this incarnation, you guys had that soul agreement. So I do believe that everything happens in perfect divine timing. And it's all good because it's all God. It's all God. Thank you so much. Did you have a final thing you wanted to share with our listeners?
Just remember who you are. Remember who you are, the God within you. You have source energy within you, and you could create miracles in your life and in the world as well. Reclaim your power.
So true. So true. Thank you so much, Karen Noe. Now, because I have to say your name correctly, because when I thought the E was silent, I didn't even ask, how do you pronounce your name before?
Oh, did somebody tell you just now?
No, you said, you've been saying it.
You, oh,
You have
been, I was like, oh, you're psychic.
You have been saying your name. And normally before I get rolling, because my regular listeners know I am notorious for not pronouncing people's names correctly. Oh. But I said, oh, no, E must be silent. So it's Karen No.
Okay. Everybody says that, so you're not the only one.
Okay, but now, you know, the E is not silent. Okay, but thank you, Karen, so much.
Thank you very much.
Forward to meeting you very soon.
Me too. Have a wonderful day.
Mwah. Yes, you too. Thank you so much.